We're very proud of a podcast that we do behind the scenes here called Lift the Lid. You can check it out on our listener app. And that's where we delve a little bit deeper with some of our interviews because we can't chat for too long when we're on the radio. This is one of those interviews. You can get the full chat on the listener app. Thousands of Gold Coast families have been touched and have lost beautiful family members to breast cancer. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I myself lost my beautiful auntie who used to live in Israel. My nan had a double mastectomy, and I know so many of our beautiful listeners have lost family. There is a lovely local lady, Corin Barraclough. She's a local Gold Coaster. She's an ex-journalist. She's been to hell and back, as so many have, with her breast cancer journey. The reason I wanted her to come in studio is because her article that she wrote that's now gone viral is pretty controversial. She makes a direct link to her breast cancer and alcohol consumption. And it's a conversation that people don't want to have, and it's one that we need to have. And she joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning, lovely Corin.
We have this for Lift the Lid.
Bianca, Ben and Lakey, Lift the Lid.
Well, welcome to the studio, Corin.
Hey, Corin.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello, lovely. So I want to read this out. I wasn't honest with anyone about how much alcohol I drank. I didn't tell my friends. I wasn't even honest with my doctor, and I was often in denial. I was a workaholic alcoholic. I didn't even know it myself. I was going to end up dead, and I knew that when I staggered through the doors of AA on the Gold Coast in a bid to get sober. You've been sober for 8 years. Congratulations.
Thanks very much. It was very hard.
In all, I know, you've said it's one of the hardest things you've ever been through. One thing that stood out to me was you reading thousands of articles. You know, you're a journo by trade, so you got in there and you did your research. The connection between alcohol and breast cancer from the World Health Organization, stating that alcohol is one of the biggest risk factors for breast cancer. And we wanted to bring you in this morning because do you feel that that is the reason why you got breast cancer?
Well, it's like the multi-million dollar question, isn't it? I think I was a workaholic alcoholic, so there was a lot of stress and there was a lot of alcohol. And I do know, having done some research, that those are two contributing, or they can be two contributing factors. And I guess for me, I don't have a time machine, so I can't go back and make younger me make different decisions, better decisions. I'll probably never really know why I got breast cancer, but I just think that we don't talk enough about the connection between alcohol and breast cancer.
We don't.
I had no idea. And as you say, I'm a journalist and I go down lots of rabbit holes and make myself pretty comfy down there and, you know, do a lot of digging around. But breast cancer is the most common cancer caused by alcohol among young women globally.
That's wow. Really scary statistics. And I love a drink too. Like, I think a lot of people listening today are going to be like, whoa.
I've got some more for you.
Yeah, please.
Up to 1 in 10 cases of breast cancer in Australia is linked to alcohol. 1 in 10.
Is it because it's so toxic?
Well, interestingly, alcohol is a group 1 carcinogenic.
Oh, my God, of course it is.
Which is the same as tobacco and the same as asbestos.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So when you got diagnosed with cancer, breast cancer, did the doctors ask you how much you were drinking, or did they say these are some of the signs you should lay back with this? So no one even told you that this could be something that would be affecting it?
No, and I think because I hid the amount that I was drinking for such a long time, that's the bit that I really, that's like the really pointy part of this discussion that I really want to start lifting a lid on.
Yep.
Because people are ashamed to talk about how much they're drinking. You know, most of us, if asked by the doctor or, you know, a health professional would say, I have some during the week and some more at the weekends. You know, that's kind of, that would be a stock standard answer.
Yeah.
I was drinking every day and I was binging and I was a blackout drinker and I didn't tell anyone and I didn't talk about it. And it wasn't until I was nearly 40 and just completely hit a wall as a workaholic alcoholic in Sydney. I resigned from my job and I came to the Gold Coast to get sober. But I guess it's interesting now just kind of fast forwarding and piecing all of that together.
Corin Barraclough talking about something quite controversial. There's a really good article actually in Ocean Road magazine this month as well about her if you want to read more. And we have the extended version of that, which I highly recommend, the Lift the Lid podcast that we do on the listener app. That's for free. You can download that and listen.
Just search Bianca, Ben and Lakey on there.
Yeah.